Unit 9, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1. The Great Green Wall will stop the wind from blowing the earth away.
Number 2. His shoes were so dirty that he must brush them.
Number 3. It won't be fit for us to live in.
Number 4. She had more points than anyone else.
Number 5. We were walking along the shore.
Number 6. 4,800 square kilometers of ocean were polluted.
Number 7. One suggested answers for farmers to limit the numbers of their cattle.
Number 8. Air pollution comes from factories, power stations, and cars.
Number 9. Many of the injured lost their sight.
Number 10. When it rains, the soil is washed down from the hills and into the rivers.
Section 2, Number 11. Her bicycle was stolen either by Joe or by Kate.
Number 12. Jim hit a man with his baseball.
Number 13. Tom was surprised that John killed the bird.
Number 14. Bill and Bob left on Tuesday, but Tom left on Thursday.
Number 15. Mary and Susan went to the park, but Betty didn't.
Section 3. Number 16. Tom, I'm sorry to be so late. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, never mind. I've only been here 20 minutes. Question, how long has the man been waiting?
Number 17. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for a coat which isn't too expensive. Question, where did this conversation most probably take place?
Number 18. Will the swimming pool be open tomorrow?
No, it won't. They're changing the water. Question, why won't the swimming pool be open tomorrow? Number 19. Where's the manager, Miss Green? When will he be back?
He'll be back in an hour, John.
Question, what might Miss Green's job be? Number 20, how much are these sweaters?
$25 each, or two for $40.
Question, how much does one sweater cost? Test 2, Section 1, Number 1. There aren't any people here.
No, but look.
What?
There are mosquitoes, a lot of mosquitoes. Come on, hurry.
Number 2. Here's a camping site.
Oh no, Mick. Look at the road. There are a lot of lorries and cars.
And there's a lot of noise. Number 3. It's late.
Yes, but this is nice. There are no people, no cars, and no mosquitoes.
Wonderful.
Number 4. Look at those tents.
There are a lot of tents and cars. There isn't a space for our tent.
There are a lot of people here, too. Number 5. This is a lovely place.
There's a beautiful river, and there are a lot of trees.
Good. This is the place. Number 6. What's that?
Oh, no. It's a plane. We're near the airport.
Section 2. One day, Mrs. Jones went shopping. When her husband came home in the evening, she began to tell him about a beautiful cotton dress. I saw it in a shop this morning, she said, and you were going to buy it, said Mr. Jones. How much is it? 50 pounds, she answered. That's too expensive, he said. But every evening when Mr. Jones came back from his work, his wife began to speak about the dress. And at last, after a week, he said, oh, buy the dress. Here is the money. She was very happy. But the next evening, when Mr. Jones came home and asked, have you got the beautiful cotton dress? She answered, no. Why not? He asked. Well, it was in the window of the shop for a week, so I think nobody wants this dress, so I don't want it either.
Section 3. Tom lived in a small town in England. He always stayed in England for his holidays. But then, last year, he thought, I've never been outside this country. All my friends have been to Spain, and they like it very much. So this year, I'm going to go there, too. First, he went to Madrid and stayed in a small hotel for a few days. On the first morning, he went out for a walk. In England, people drive on the left, but in Spain, they drive on the right. Tom forgot about this, and while he was crossing a busy street, a bicycle knocked him down. Tom lay on the ground for a few seconds, and then he sat up and said, "Where am I?" An old man was selling maps at the side of the street, and he at once came to Tom and said, "Map of the city, sir?" Tom lived in a small town in England. He always stayed in England for his holidays, but then, last year, he thought, I've never been outside this country. All my friends have been to Spain, and they like it very much. So this year I'm going to go there, too. First, he went to Madrid and stayed in a small hotel for a few days. On the first morning, he went out for a walk. In England, people drive on the left, but in Spain, they drive on the right. Tom forgot about this, and while he was crossing a busy street, a bicycle knocked him down. Tom lay on the ground for a few seconds, and then he sat up and said, "Where am I?" An old man was selling maps at the side of the street, and he at once came to Tom and said, "Map of the city, sir?"